No need to thank me, just doing my job, I said in a somewhat formal manner. The king walked up to me. Everyone, this clergy has saved our lives. He deserves something. What do you think he deserves? He said, with a sign of curiosity in his voice. Food, gold, rank order, people shouted. There were many suggestions, but I didn't want a reward. I wanted something else. Dear people of our manor, I don't want a gift. All I want is to not be a clergy anymore. I'll be a trader, wandering off to different parts of the world. I want to dream. I want to explore, I said, trying to sound as modest as I could. So that settles it. Dear clergy, I wish you the best for your life, the Lord said with a grin. Before I go, I want to give your manor a gift, I said. Here, have this compass ray. This will let you know where I am, and can give me a signal if you need me, I said, proud of my accomplishment. The people also gave me gifts, such as food, water, blankets, and face coverings. As I walked out the gates of the manor, I wondered about my new life. I would climb mountains and meet new people. So, my dear friends, our story ends here, on a ship where I met all of you. Wow, you've been through so much, one man said. I was only awaiting of the many new adventures I would make. I wouldn't forget Lord Rohit, Sir Jeremy, or the man who was making the coverings. But my adventures would be more exciting. Now, where do I want to go? Mount Everest, maybe Egypt? Only time will tell what happens in the future.